your next step. Kennedy Lira back in studio getting us on air. And this is the Fleek's Equipment pregame show. St. Genevieve and Ludington, Fleek's Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ludington exit, online 24/7 at fleeks.com. I'm Kevin Hughes inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Game time's been moved up by half an hour. We're going to start here in about 10 minutes at 4 o'clock. So we're going to step aside. We're going to hear from both head coaches. We'll try to fit it in and get your starting lineups and more coming up on the Fleek's Equipment pregame show on AM 800 KREI.
Alpha Media and Regional Radio holds contests from time to time and gives you chances to win designated prizes. No purchase is necessary to enter or win. Winners will be chosen each time the contests are executed. Contests are open to U.S. residents 18 years and older. The contests are sponsored by participating Alpha Media stations and any participating sponsors. Employees of Alpha Media stations, their parents, subsidiary, and affiliated entities, advertising agencies, promotional partners, and members of their immediate families or households are not eligible to enter or win. Odds of winning depend on the number of entries received. The contests are subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations and are void where prohibited. Listeners are eligible to win Alpha Media contests valued at $600 or more only once every 6 months. Participants must sign all contest release and waiver forms to be eligible to win the prizes. To participate in the contest, you must follow the designated mode of entry. Contest sponsors are not responsible for technical failures of any kind. For full contest rules, visit MIMOinfo.com. Decisions of station management with respect to the contests are final.
Hey, fellas. Welcome to Fleek's Equipment. What can I help you with?
Dad, over here. Check out the Spartan mower.
Sorry, that's my son. We're here to find a new mower, one that my 14-year-old son can easily operate that won't break the bank, but leaves my lawn nicely manicured after he's done mowing.
Buy me this Spartan mower and I'd mow the lawn.
Son, my guess is that one's a little bit out of our price range.
Actually, that's a Spartan RZ. It performs like a commercial-grade mower with residential price. The RZ Pro is Spartan's most affordable option, and it's equipped with standard features that make the Spartan stand out from the rest, like the GT track for the best incline traction, easy touch brake system, the ergonomic cockpit, foot assist easy lift deck, our simplistic design for easy add-ons and maintenance. Your son will mow like a pro. He'll be happy and so will you.
That settles it. We'll take it.
Fleek's Equipment, turning sons into mowing pros one dad at a time. Fleek's Equipment, let
Welcome
our family serve your family.
Show.
In St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fleek's.com.
Don't miss out on a great meal any longer. Get to the Olympic Steakhouse in Fredericktown. Whether your taste buds long for a thick, juicy, certified Angus beef steak, lemon pepper grilled chicken breast, or even seafood, with your choice of sides, your craving will be satisfied. Let the Olympic Steakhouse grill you a mouth-watering steak. That's the Olympic Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Fredericktown. They're the home of the half-price certified Angus beef steak. Olympic Steakhouse looks forward to serving you.
Welcome back to the Fleek's Equipment pregame show on AM 800 KREI. We're now joined by Brian Horrell. He's the head coach of the Chaffee Red Devils and coach two of the better teams in Class 2 squaring off here for a district title. How do you feel?
You know, I feel fortunate enough that we're getting an opportunity to play the very rich Leyden Valley Warrior baseball team. You know, they've been a persistent, excellent club year in, year out. And, you know, for us to accomplish our goal of winning a district title today, we're going to have to find a way to get through them.
And what are some of those areas you're going to focus on to try to get through the Warriors?
Well, you know, we got to hope we're very good on the mound. You know, we have been pretty good on the mound all year long, and we got to hope we're good on the mound again today, and then we're just going to have to find a way to get some timely hits.
That seems to kind of be the key matchup tonight is Chaffee's pitching versus Valley Catholic's bats. They say they've been swinging the bats very well. You guys have put up a lot of runs, too, but they're very complimentary of your pitching staff. Who are you throwing today?
We're going with Brevin Yarbrough today. We threw Tink off the other day, and he'll be doing our catching today. So we feel pretty good with having our two pitchers right there, you know, one pitching and one doing the catching, calling the pitches. So that's what we're going with today.
What's some of Brevin's strengths?
You know, his velocity at times, he can be pretty decent, but, you know, we just got to make sure he stays in the zone, strike zone, and gets the head in the counts early.
And a couple of keys to victory. If you do those things well, you're going to come out here with a victory tonight.
We sure hope so.
Well, what are those? What do you think?
Well, you know, I just think he's got to be good on the mound. I think he's got to throw strikes and limit his walks, obviously. And then, like I said, we got to find a way to get base runners on and just hopefully get some timely hitting. I think if we do those things and we're good on the mound, I think we'll be fine.
Good luck, Coach.
All right, thank you, sir.
That is Brian Horrell, head coach of the Chaffee Red Devils. First pitch coming up shortly. This is the Fleek's Equipment pregame show on AM 800 KREI. plan.
When being informed counts, you can count on the voice of Missouri's Parkman. AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Deloge, Caledonia.
There is no doubt Catholic that there is one feature that stands out from the rest. That is the ride of the Spartan.
That's right, Clarissa. The RT series is packed full of basic features, with just one being the GT track for best incline traction, precision weight distribution, balance, and control, so you can tackle almost any terrain with confidence. The ride also offers a patented brake system with patent-pending ergonomic foot control, which includes lock and unlock from your foot. Our soft ride rear radial tires offer a very specific tread pattern made just for Spartan mowers. Anyone can jump on the mower and begin cutting the grass, but unless it's a Spartan, you're not getting the smoothest, most comfortable ride on the market.
Ride so smooth you feel like you're mowing in your easy chair. Save up to $800 on a Spartan at Fliggs Equipment on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve or in Ludington.
Online 24/7, Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Welcome back to the Fliggs Equipment Pregame Show on AM 800 KRI, now joined by the head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, Mr. Nathan Gegg. And coach, big matchup today, another district title on the line. Does the taste from last year fall a little bit short? Does that ring? Are you guys thinking about that today?
No. It's a new year, new team, different opponent, different round of district. Everything's different. And we're playing well right now, and it doesn't. We haven't brought it up, and it's really no concern, I think.
Well, you mentioned you're playing well right now. What are the things that are really working for y'all?
Well, you know, I think we have a really good plan at the plate right now. We've seen some pretty good pitchers the last 2 weeks that have kind of prepared us for this, hopefully. And, you know, I think we've hit a lot of baseballs hard, and we've worked a lot of counts deep, and that's kind of what you want to do. You know, either hit a ball hard early or wait and battle and then hit the ball hard. So we've done a good job of that. And obviously our pitchers have been really, really good. We got another great performance yesterday from Kellen Bloom. And, you know, it puts us in a position where Chris can hopefully deliver today. And I know he will, because he's a senior, doesn't get rattled, and has pitched a lot of big games in his life. And he's going to do great.
What are some of Chris's strengths?
He's crafty. He throws from a lot of different arm angles nowadays, and he throws three pitches in any count. He works both sides of the plate, and he's smart. I guess that's crafty. He's a kid that has pitched a lot of big games, and that matters, I think, this time of year. Nothing gets to him, really, and that's kind of what you're going to need, because I'm sure there'll be situations today that are tense, and he's kind of got that knack for overcoming that.
What's the advantage being able to play here at Alumni Field?
It's huge, you know. That's why we took the time last night to tarp it and worked all day on it today. And that's the point. That's why. Because you want to host a district championship game.
You got the number one team in the state across the diamond from.
Just faded up.
All right, we're cutting into that interview with head coach Nathan Gegg, because it is officially baseball time in Missouri. The first pitch from Brevin Yarbrough to Carter Roth is in for a strike. Your Patsy's Furniture starting lineup for the batting order of Valley Catholic: Carter Roth, Tyler Bloom, and Chris Loida. 0-1 is your count here in the top of the first in the district championship. And Yarbrough comes back with a breaking ball that's a little bit outside. Your count's 1-1. It's going to go Roth, Bloom, Loida, and then Jacob Beezer is batting the cleanup position. And this fastball is knocked out of play, count 1-2. He'll be followed by Kyle Roth in the five hole, Nolan Schwint, Zach Grime, Kellen Bloom, and Aaron Doza for the Valley Catholic Warriors. This is the Class 2 District 3 championship game. The winner moves on to state sectionals. The loser of their season will come to a close. That pitch is high and outside, and the count is even at twos. Chaffee is the number one ranked team in Class 2, 21 on the year. Valley Catholic, the sixth ranked team, 20-9, and a breaking curveball in for a strike three. Carter Roth goes down looking, the first batter of the game.
Number four, shortstop, Tyler Bloom.
Yarbrough on the mound can reach the 80s, as you heard Coach Gegg saying. And he's throwing a lot of breaking pitches, off-speed pitches as well. And the first pitch to Tyler Bloom is a fastball, just a tad bit outside. Count now 1-0. We're scoreless here in the top of the first in the Class 1 District 3 Championship game. We are at Alumni Field. This count's even now at 1-1 in St. Genevieve, Missouri. That's home of Valley Catholic. 83 degrees, partly cloudy, a slight breeze. Beautiful day for baseball. And a breaking pitch is low and outside. Count now 2-1. Kevin Hughes inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Kennedy Lira back in our KREI studios. This game started a little bit early, about a half hour early, as it's outside again. The count's now 3-1 for Tyler Bloom. En route from KREI studios to Alumni Field here in St. Genevieve, I was informed that we're starting at 4 o'clock instead of the previously scheduled 4:30, as that is a five-pitch walk to Tyler Bloom, and he'll trot down the first base. One runner on, one out. For Chris Loida, the three-hole, also pitching today. And you heard Coach Nathan Gegg talk about Loida on the mound. Has pretty decent velocity, three different pitches, and he'll throw them at anywhere in the count. And here we have a pitching matchup. Yarbrough on the mound, Loida in the box. As Yarbrough checks the runner over at first, that is Bloom. And our pitching matchup sponsor is brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. As Yarbrough checks Bloom over at first one more time. Back-to-back head first slides in the first base for Bloom. And for the third time, this ball's high, and it actually bounces off the first glove, or the glove of the first baseman, Brown. Coach Gegg giving Loida some encouragement from third base box. This ball is hard up the middle, diving, and shortstop is grabbing it, flipping over to second, and a double play is turned to end the inning. 6-4-3 near expert play from that Jaffe defense. Absolutely fantastic. Three up, three down. A 6-4-3 double play will end the top of the first. We'll head to the bottom of the first. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship game on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Three in the top of the first inning. Double play beautifully executed by the shortstop Bogenbowl. Full extension dive to his glove side, grabs it, backhand flip to second base, turns it over to first. Beautiful execution by that Chaffee defense. Coach Gegg said in our Fleeks Equipment pregame show that this Chaffee defense is probably the best in the state. But nonetheless, the Red Devils, the number one team ranked in Class 2, is coming up to bat. It's going to be Gabe Henson leading off. He is batting, or he's number two, playing second base. He'll be followed by Landon Tinkoff, Austin Copeland, Brevin Yarbrough, Cade Sullivan, A.J. Owens, Andrew Brown, Alec Bogenpohl, and Brennan Fowler for the lineup for the number one ranked Chaffee Red Devils. In the field for Valley Catholic, your pitcher is Chris Loida. Has three pitches. He feels confident throwing at any point in the count. Which is what makes him very effective. Behind home plate, his battery mate is Kyle Roth. And then over at first base is Aaron Doza. As we are getting ready to start play.
Leading off for the Red Devils is the second baseman.
Kellen Bloom over at second. Your shortstop is Tyler Bloom. And your third baseman is Jacob Beezer. We'll go over your outfield here in a moment. The first pitch from Loida to Gabe Henson is a foul ball down the third baseline. Coach Brian Horrell had to jump out of the way down there. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, off-speed curveball. That's just a little bit high, count 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch is in the dirt off the backstop. Rounding out your outfield for Valley Catholic is Schwint in left, Roth in center. And let's see, who's in right field? I'll have to pull it up. It's not listed on the lineup currently, so we'll figure that out. Nonetheless, we have a 3-1 count here in the Class 2 District 3 championship game. Bottom of the first inning, and this ball is hit right towards the shortstop. Tyler Bloom snags it, didn't even move his feet for out number one. One up, one down. A powerful Chaffee lineup. And it's going to be Landon Tinkoff batting second in this lineup. He's the catcher in this game. He pitched yesterday. Also has a big arm and takes the first pitch from Lloyd, a breaking ball that's too far low. The 1-0 pitch, sidearm, Lloyd throws it, and it's fouled off home plate. Count will be even at 1-1. He'll be followed by Austin Copeland, who is in the on-deck circle. And then Brevin Yarbrough, the pitcher. One is your count. Here comes the pitch from Lloyd. It's a changeup. Slap down towards shortstop. Picking up on a huge hop is Tyler Bloom. Throws it over to Doza. 6-3 in the scorebook for out number two. Two up, two down. Now Austin Copeland coming up to bat.
Third and playing third is number 27, Austin Copeland.
And here comes the first pitch from Loida, working out of the windup. Bends, winds, fires in the dirt. A fastball, count 1-0. All grass infield and outfield here at Alumni Field in St. Genevieve. Beautiful facility. Just right behind the Valley Catholic Football Stadium as this ball is knocked out of play. Count now 1-1. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. A lot is on the line here for both teams. Working on the windup is Lloyd. A leg kick fires. Ball fouled off into the net behind home plate. I'm just behind home plate, slightly offset to the left. Inside the Merrill Area College broadcast booth, Merrill Area College is your next step. The Warriors are vying for their seventh district crown in 8 seasons, which dates back to 2011. They even won one in 2009 as well. Last season, Valley lost in the district quarterfinals to St. Vincent. That Indians team went on to finish fourth in state. And here comes the 2-2 pitch from Loida. Hit into the gap into left field, and it'll be a base hit for Austin Copeland. First hit of the game goes to Austin Copeland. It's going to bring up the pitcher Brevin Yarbrough with a runner on and two outs.
Number 6, Brevin Yarbrough.
Yarbrough, pretty tall guy, over 6 foot. Right-hander, righty versus righty with a runner on first, one out, scoreless here in the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest on AM 800 KREI. And the first pitch to Yarbrough is a fastball just a tad bit outside. One thing I like about this umpire behind home plate, which is Jim Derwitz, is that he actually yells out where these balls are located. It's kind of nice to be able to hear that. And this ball smoked into left center field. Backtracking is Schwint, and it's going to get to the wall, off the wall, settles on the warning track. Waving the runner home is Coach Horrell. It's going to be a stand-up RBI double for Chaffee, and they lead 1-0 early on in this contest. Copeland scores from first. and Yarbrough, an RBI double with two outs. And now Cade Sullivan's coming up to bat with a runner in scoring position. Jaffe bringing quite a few people out here to St. Genevieve. And a curveball is swung on and missed by Sullivan. First pitch. Valley Catholic, blue jerseys, white pants, blue and white socks. Jaffe, black jerseys, white pants, multicolor socks, black, white stripe, and then a big red stripe in the middle with black on top. Red helmet for Sullivan. Loida throws a strike, count 0-2. Runner on second, two outs. Jaffe leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Loida checks the runner first, delivers another off-speed pitch that's fouled off. Count will remain 0-2.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategy.
0-2 is our count. Runner on second. Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout number one will end the inning, but not before a RBI double from Brevin Yarbrough gives Chaffee a 1-0 lead, and we're going to head to the top of the second on AM 800 KREI.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
He's back. Dr. Dwayne Helton has returned to Comtree Comprehensive Health Center. Dr. Helton would like to invite his former patients and folks who are looking for a well-respected and caring physician to make an appointment today by calling 877-COMTREE. That's 877-266-8732. The doctor is ready to see you. Call 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Hey, it's Mark Tody here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. And I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all the tables, comes from Patsy's. I love their selection, and I definitely love the prices. And they give great customer service before, during, and after the sale. I wouldn't be here recommending Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills if I didn't totally believe in them. Yes, indeed, I do love to shop at Patsy's, and I think you will, too.
It's time for the top of the second inning on AM 800 KRI. This is Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest, and play has resumed here with Jacob Beezer up to bat for Valley Catholic. Takes the first pitch ball. Here comes the second pitch. It's a slider that worked its way down into the zone, just a little bit too far down, however. 2-0 is our count. 1-0 is our score. Chaffee gets on a run through in the first inning, and this ball's going to be fouled off, counting out 2-1. It was a single by Austin Copeland, and then the very next batter, the pitcher, Bevin Yarbrough, drove him in with a RBI double. That's how we get to a 1-0 score. We're in the top of the second on AM 800 KREI. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest, the number one ranked Chaffee, number one in the state, against the number six team in the state, Valley Catholic. 1-2 in this district tournament. This ball is going to be lifted into shallow right field. Over the head of the shortstop, will fall through for a leadoff single from Jacob Beezer. A Texas leaguer in no man's land will get Beezer up on first with no outs, and Kyle Roth will be stepping up to the plate.
Batting catcher, number 19, Kyle Roth.
Roth batting .333 on the year. Be his first plate appearance in this contest. In the field for Chaffee, your Patsy's Furniture starting lineup. Yarbrough on the mound, Tinkoff behind plate. He'll go Brown at first, Henson second, Bogenpohl third, Copeland at third. Excuse me, Bogenpohl's playing short, Copeland third, and then Dunning, Flower, Owens left to right in your outfield. First pitch is a ball to Kyle Roth with a runner on first, no outs, trailing by one. A high fastball gets away from Yarbrough. Up near the dome of Roth, he has to back away. 2-0 is our count here with a runner on first, no outs. Valley Catholic up to bat, and they trail by a run. Here comes the pitch. high and outside. Count now 3-0. Yarbrough walked Tyler Bloom in the first inning. And here comes the 3-0 pitch high, and it's a four-pitch walk. Now runners on first and second with no outs. Roth heads to first. Bees are up to second, and now Nolan Schwint is coming up to bat, number 22, playing left field.
Number 18, Chase Dunlap will be the courtesy runner for the catcher. And now batting is number 22,
and it looks Nolan like there Schwint is a courtesy runner, and that's going to be Dunlap heading over to first base for the catcher, Roth. Nolan Schwint up to bat, 242 on the year, has 16 RBI. Can he extend that total? The right-hander, number 22, steps in, taps the plate twice, puts the bat on his shoulder. Yarbrough is ready to go. Small leg kick. He shows bunt, pulls it back. It was high. It's a ball. So a little small ball action, possibly, from head coach Nathan Gigg. Tried to bunt both runners in the scoring position. There are no outs and a runner on first and second, and Valley Catholic trails 1-0 here in the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest on AM 800 KREI. We are in the top of the second. They're going to check the runner over at second, and the ball's going to get past the shortstop, but it was a bad throw from Tinkoff. If that throw was online, Beezer would have been out over at second. He was caught sleeping. It was one hopped through the legs of the shortstop Bogan pole, but not far enough. Good job by Flower out in center field to back up the throw to hold the runner over at second, Beezer. It's going to have to be a little more heads up. He shows bunt, tips it off into the backstop, a foul ball and a bunt. And they count. It's now 1-2. So the bunt taken away. It's going to have to swing away. If you foul tip a bunt attempt with two strikes, it's an automatic out. So he must swing away with runners on first and second and no outs. In the top of the second. It's a fastball hit into right field. It's curving towards the fence, trying to track it down to the first baseman, Brown, but he's not going to have enough time to get over there. Coach Gegg, Nathan Gegg, head coach of Valley Catholic, tells a nice adjust. Calls out a play on the wristbands. Everyone checks it. Likes the call. As I put my sunglasses on, the sun's starting to peek through here at Alumni Field in St. Genevieve, Missouri. And here comes the pitch. Fastball inside. It was close. However, it is a ball, and that makes the count even at two apiece. Two balls, two strikes, two runners on first and second with no outs for Nolan Schwint. Worked himself to a 2-2 count. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouled off. Count will remain the same. After an RBI double from Yarbrough, the pitcher, in the bottom of the first, scoring Austin Copeland. Jaffe has a 1-0 lead early in this contest. Now, Valley Catholic has a runner in scoring position with no outs. The pitch to Schwintz, off speed, hit down to third baseline. It gets by the third baseman. They're waving the runner around. Beezer will score, and Roth will be held up at third. It is a double for Nolan Schwint, and we're tied at one apiece. RBI double for Nolan Schwint moves Roth over to third. As Beezer scores that ball, smoked down the third baseline, reaching for it was Copeland, couldn't get there in time, and it worked its way into the fence in the corner. And this ball hammered on the first pitch from Zach Grine, and it's into the gap, and it's going to get to the wall. One run will come in. They're going to wave Schwint around, and it's a stand-up two RBI double for Zach Grine. It's now 3-0 Valley Catholic. Or 3-1, excuse me. A little ahead of myself. An out has not been recorded yet either in this inning. Courtesy runner coming in for Grine.
Your pinch runner is number 8.
Bryce Palmer, number 8.
Number 8. Now batting. Is number 3, the second baseman, Kellen Bloom.
So now Kellen Bloom, number 3, coming up. He's playing second. And for Grine, who is batting 177, swings on his first pitch and records RBI 13 and 14 on the year. And the first pitch to Grimes in the dirt, with Palmer on second, courtesy running for Grind. No outs and a runner in scoring position. Three hits with a walk. Allows Valley Catholic to get a 3-0 lead. Big swing and a miss from Kellen Bloom. Counts even at one apiece. The faithful here at St. Genevieve, the Warriors faithful, feeling a little bit better now as this ball's drilled into right center field. Backtracking is the center fielder, Flower, and he's going to secure it, but the runner is going to move up to third. Palmer does. So a fly out to center field will advance Grine, or Palmer running for Grine over to third, and now it's the number nine hole, Aaron Doza. So that was a runner on third and one out for Aaron Doza, and a 3-1 lead for Valley Catholic here at home on Alumni Field. And the first pitch is a high fastball. Doza batting 259 on the year. Foul tips this pitch off. 16 RBI on the year. He's got a chance to drive another run in if he can get this ball into the outfield. Runner on third with one out. And a 1-1 count. Here is the 1-1 pitch. It's in the dirt, but it bounces right towards the runner at third, Palmer. Didn't really have a chance to take off there. Even though it bounced away from Tinkoff, the catcher, it was still technically kind of in front of him. He could have just picked up and tagged the runner. So great patience by Palmer down there at third base. Now it's 2-1 count for Doza, who just takes an inside fastball. Count now 3-1. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. Winner moves on to state sectionals. Valley Catholic up to bat. They lead 3-1 with a runner on third and one out. This ball roped down the left field line, and it's going to go foul. Sliced it just a tad bit too much. 3-10 in left field. 3-10 in right field. And I can't see center field because the center fielder is standing right at 375. Center fielder moves around, dead center. 3-10 on the corners, 375 dead center. Already some big hits in this contest. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and this ball's hit into right center field, and it is going to be caught, but there will be no play at the plate as the runner will easily score from third. Palmer does, and a sacrifice RBI fly makes the score 4-0. Valley Catholic. Doza with the sack fly RBI. That's going to give Doza RBI number 17 on the year, and it's back to the top of the order for Valley Catholic and Carter Roth, who struck out looking as the first batter in this game. And here comes the first pitch to Roth, and he's going to foul this one off over the hill behind all the players sitting on top of the hill towards the Valley Catholic Stadium, which is off behind me to the right. Beautiful football facility, but a beautiful baseball facility as well. The 0-1 pitch into the ground off the chest plate of Tinkoff. Counting out 1-1. 4-1 is our score in favor of the Valley Catholic Warriors, who is up to bat with two outs. And it's the top of the order. Carter Roth settling in, struck out in the first, looking to get some payback here off of Yarbrough. Here comes the pitch, and this ball's smoked, and it's a line drive into center field, a single for Carter Roth. In the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, Valley Catholic head coach Nathan Gegg talked about how he felt like his bats were playing as good as they've could recently. They've been on fire from the plate, and they've shown it so far here today. Four runs so far in the second inning. Tyler Bloom up to bat, who had a walk in the first inning. He's got a runner on first with no outs and a 4-1 lead. And takes a first pitch fastball outside for a ball. A little pause in play as they exchange baseballs between Derwitz, the umpire, home plate umpire, and the catcher Tinkoff. Throws it back out to his pitcher. Yarbrough ready to go. Leg kick fires, and fouled off into the backstop is this pitch to Tyler Bloom. 1-1 is our count. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. We're at Alumni Field in St. Genevieve, Missouri, 84 degrees, partly cloudy, and a 4-1 lead for Valley Catholic, putting up four runs in the bottom of the second, top of the second, excuse me, and staying alive is Tyler Bloom, who hits it off the end of the bat, and that's a bit of a stinger. He's even wearing batting gloves, but those sometimes they hurt, and he shook his hand after he fouled it off the very end of the bat. Nonetheless, it's one ball, two strikes, runner on first, no outs, 4-1 lead for Valley Catholic, and Tyler Bloom is up to bat. The pitch from Yarbrough, fouled off again off the end of the bat. This time it goes right in front of me, behind home plate, offset to the left, inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Big thank you to Kennedy Lira back in studio producing the show, getting us on air for this Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. Outside and low, count even at two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on first base for Valley Catholic with a 4-1 lead after plating four runs here in the top of the second. A big inning for Valley Catholic. The bats were working. This fastball is smoked down the first base line. A grounder secured by Andrew Brown. He steps on the bag and ends the inning. But not before. Three hits, back-to-back RBI doubles from Schwint and Grind gives Valley Catholic a 4-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the second. This is the Class 2 District 3 baseball tournament on AM 800 KREI.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to... A fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan. Contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
Aaron Doza at first, Kellen Bloom at second, Tyler Bloom at short, Jacob Beezer at third, Schwint, Roth, and Vioxx left to right. That's your Patsy's Furniture defensive starting lineup for Valley Catholic. This is a slow ground ball hit into the glove of Doza, picks it up, runs over, steps on first, out number one. And now it's going to bring up Andrew Brown. He's number 10. He's playing first base in this Jaffe lineup, and he's a left-hander. The first lefty batter we've seen so far today.
Now batting for the Red Devils, number 10, Andrew Brown.
Boyd shakes off the first call, and then he comes with his second. It's a sidearm fastball. That's a ball just a tad bit inside. One thing you'll notice about Lloyd is he fluctuates the release of his ball. He can go sidearm, he can go overarm. You have to see him go underhanded, but that would be extremely impressive. Loida, off-speed changeup, fooled him big time by Brown, way out ahead of it. That ball, man, it looked like it was on a rope, like Loida threw it and then pulled it back. That couldn't have been more than low 40s as far as velocity. 1-1 is our count with one out. Comes back with a slider that fools Brown again. That's another strike, count 1-2. Loida. He has three different pitches, fastball, changeup, and that slider curve, depending on who's batting. Very nasty pitch, and he'll throw anyone at any time. Here comes the 1-2 from Lloyd. A fastball, a little bit high. Brown holds off, count 2-2. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest on AM 800 KREI. Thank you for joining us. Kevin Hughes inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Kenny DeLira back in studio. We're at Alumni Field in St. Genevieve. It's 83 degrees. Starting to sweat just a little bit, but I kind of like it. And here comes a curveball. Caught him looking. Catches the outside corner. Brown goes down looking. Two up, two down. So far for Lloyd, that is strikeout number 2.
The shortstop, number 4, Alec Bogenpohl.
So now Bogenpohl will come up. He's the shortstop. Where's number 4, right-hander? Two outs, no one on. And a 3-run lead. 4-1 is our score for Valley Catholic. The first pitch is a curveball that stays a little bit too high. Count 1-0. Sun really shining through here at Alumni Field. Sidearm curveballs in for a strike. Beautiful pitch. Count 1-1. Coach Nathan Gegg yells at his pitcher. Way to mix it in. And Lloyd comes back with another sidearm changeup. Looked like it was in the zone, just a tad bit inside. Count now 2-1 for Alec Bogenpohl. His first plate appearance of this game. Bats number 8 in this lineup. Comes back with a sidearm fastball a little bit inside. Looks like it might have caught the arm of Bogenpohl, and he's going to head down to first after being hit by pitch.
Now batting is the center fielder, number 24, Brennan Fowler.
So now here's the number 9 batter in this lineup with two outs and a runner on first, Brennan Fowler. Number 24, and he steps into this one. It's a sidearm fastball for a strike from Loida. He's done a great job of trying to keep this Chaffee offense on its heels. Chaffee averaging around 8.5 runs per game so far this season. Loida checks a runner over at first. Bogenpohl slides back in head first. 0-1, and here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's a curveball that it catches it back inside, but just a little bit too far inside. Not enough break on that ball. Count 1-1. That's a nasty pitch to hit if you are a right-hander because it looks like it's coming right at you, and then at the last second, it jumps back in. Big lead over at first from Bogenpohl. Here comes the pitch. Snagged in the dirt beautifully by Kyle Roth. Will keep the runner, Bogenpohl, down at first base. He had to move his arm across his body backhanded to secure that pitch. 2-1 is our count. Two outs, runner on first for Chaffee, trailing by 3. And 2-1 pitch is fouled off. The count's now even at 2 apiece. Loida walks to home plate umpire Jim Derwitz just inside the grass in front of home plate. Changes out balls. Cody Mother's ball and Andrew William are your other two officials, umpires in this contest. Blues, whatever you want to call them. Rules keepers. No one's ever called them that. Why not? Doesn't make any sense. 2-2, 2-outs. And here comes a 2-2 pitch. It's a curveball that would have probably fallen into the zone, but it's a great job by Fowler to stay alive. Fowler tips it down to his coach at third base. Chaffee's the number 1 ranked team in Class 2. They're 20-1 on the year. Their only loss to Jefferson R7, the Blue Jays. Valley Catholic did not play Jefferson this year. They're the 6th-ranked team at 20-9. The 2-2 pitch hit towards shortstop. Moving over, securing it is Bloom across in time to Doza. Tyler Bloom secures the third and final out of the inning. One runner stranded after being hit by a pitch. Valley Catholic leads this game 4-1, and we are heading to the top of the third. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship on AM 800 KREI.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Hi, Anne. Why so sad?
Oh, I need to go shopping, but I never seem to be able to find someone who can give me a ride.
You should try the Jeffco Express.
Jeffco Express? What's that?
It's the public bus service for everyone in Jefferson County. With the fronts painted red and labeled public transportation on the sides, they can take you to many places like shopping or the doctor, college, just to name a few.
Does it cost a lot?
Only $2 each time you board the bus, and for people 16 over, $1.
How do I get more information?
Call 636-465-0983 or check their website at jeffcoexpress.org.
Welcome back to the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest on AM 800 KREI. Kevin Hughes inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Valley Catholic coming up to bat in the top of the third. And the score, 4-1 in favor of the Warriors on the Kapais Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Kapais Heating and Cooling, your local Brian dealer. Kapais does whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. It's that time of year, folks. Got to get those air conditioners checked because without it is miserable. Leading off for Valley Catholic is Chris Loida. He bats number 3 in the lineup. It's going to go 3-4-5. Loida, Beezer, Roth. Loida grounded out to a double play, 6-4-3 in his first plate appearance. 0-1 on the day. Fouls off the first pitch from Bevan Yarbrough, the pitcher. Here comes the 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Bounces off the ground, off the helmet of his catcher, Tinkoff, into the net behind home plate. Count 1-1. Beezer on deck, trots behind home plate, hands the ball to the umpire. Yarbrough, a tall righty working out of the windup, steps back, a high leg kick fires, and it's a changeup that's a little bit low. Count now 2-1. A lot of patience at the plate today from Valley Catholic, not chasing pitches out of the zone, and the ones that are in, they're driving them like that one, dead center, and it's going to get down in time, a leadoff single from Chris Loida. So now Jacob Beezer will come up to bat, number 1. He had a single and scored the first run for Valley Catholic in the second inning. The Warriors were one batter away from batting around their lineup in the second. Nathan Gegg calls out blue 130. Everyone checks the wristbands. And we're ready to go as Yarbrough checks the runner at first. Leg kicks, fires, fastball low and away. So far, Yarbrough is having a hard time finding the zone and the balls that are in the zone. The Warriors are hammering. Big hits for this Warriors lineup after a rough first inning. 4-1 is our lead in the Class 2 District 3 Championship game. Valley Catholic up to bat. They lead by 3 with a runner on first, no outs after a leadoff single from Chris Loida. And the 1-0 pitch is in for a strike. Counts now 1-1 as Beezer steps back in. He's the cleanup hitter in this lineup. He's got a chance to advance a runner. It's a curveball that never curves and it just stays high. Count now 2-1. I don't think Midwest Sports Center, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Hafner Financial Services, and Kapaisen Heating and Cooling, all of Farmington, for sponsoring the Class 2 District 3 Championship. Runner on first, no outs, and a 4-1 lead for the Warriors. And this ball is going to be fouled off out of play down the right field line for Jacob Beezer. And the count is now 2-2. He steps out, gets some encouragement from his head coach, Nathan Gegg, who calls out a numerical call. And Beezer steps out, checks his wristband, steps back in. We're ready to go. Yarbrough checks over at first. Not a big lead. Leg kick fires, and this ball is hammered towards shortstop. It bounces up off the chest, and they're going to get the runner in time. I mean, that was a split-second decision. Nonetheless, Beezer will be safe at first, who reaches on a fielder's choice as Loida is thrown out at second.
Now batting is the catcher, number 19, Kyle Roth.
That's going to bring up Kyle Roth. There's one out and a runner on first. Beezer reached on a fielder's choice. Roth walked in the second inning but scored a run. In fact, he scored from first base. He's got some wheels on him, and he's a lefty. And the first pitch to him is for a strike. 0-1 is your count with the runner on first and one out in the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. Valley Catholic leads 4-1, and they are up to bat. It is the top of the third. The 0-1 pitch driven out of play behind home plate towards the cars, and No one's horns going off. So far, so good. I think the J98 KREI car is doing just fine. Tried to park it a little bit away. And here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's a strikeout for Yarbrough. Number two on the day. And there's now two down with the runner on first.
Now batting is the left fielder, number 22, Nolan Schwint.
Schwint's coming up to bat. And he got the scoring started for Valley Catholic with an RBI double in the second. Now he's got a runner on first and two outs. Schwint, right-handed, number 22, swings on the first pitch, chops it down to second base. It's picked up by Hinson, thrown over to Brown for the third and final out of the inning. One hit, one runner stranded. We're heading to the bottom of the third. Valley Catholic leads 4-1. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship on AM800 KREI.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, neighbor. I see you back and forth to the garage. What you got going on?
Right now, I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping. I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Catholic Warriors in the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest on AM800 KREI. Got Catholic a huge second inning where they played it four runs. Chaffee got one run across in the first. So far it was three up, three down for the Warriors in the last half inning. Chaffee got four batters to the plate after a hit by pitch from Aloyda in the bottom of the second. But now it's the top of the order for the Red Devils. It's going to be Hinson, Tinkoff, and Copeland. And getting ready as home plate umpire Jim Derwitz cleans off the plate is the number one hole, Gabe Hinson, 0-for-1 on the day. He had a line drive straight to the shortstop. Tyler Bloom didn't even have to move his feet. Went right to him. Hinson, not the biggest of statures, but looks like he's got a lot of speed on him as he steps in, crouches down. Couple of practice swings, he's ready to go, and so is Chris Lloyd. A leg kick, fires. Curveball in for a strike. That curveball's going to keep Chaffee on their toes all day, especially for those right-handed batters, as it looks like it's coming right at you, then curves in at the very last second. And this time it's a fastball that's high. It's going to be hit into shallow right field, and Vioxx running up and securing it for out number one. One up, one down, and now Landon Tinkoff. He plays the catcher, also pitches in this lineup. Chaffee has two pitchers that can reach the 80s. Tinkoff pitched in the district semifinal, so he's most likely not available today. I didn't check the pitch counts or ask coach for that matter. Nonetheless, Lloyda starts him off with a strike, a fastball right down the pipeline. 0-1 count. Tinkoff 0-for-1 on the day. Grounded out to shortstop in the first inning. No one on and one out. Lloyda tried to sneak a curveball in there. Heard a loud grunt from him, but it fell into the dirt in front of the plate. 1-1 is your count. One out, no one on, and a 4-1 lead for Valley Catholic. Lloyda sidearm, and it's outside. Count now 2-1. Lloyd's delivery was a little slower on that one. Kind of tipped off the arm angle as he likes to switch his angles. This is going to be over the top. Curveball in for a strike. I'd be shocked if Chaffee's going to be able to catch up to that one, especially those right-handed hitters. And it is a prolific Chaffee lineup, averaging over 8.5 runs per game. And this is a line drive into center field that's going to be a base hit. So Tinkoff will reach first, and Austin Copeland's now up to bat, who had a single and scored a run in the first inning.
Now batting is the third baseman, number 27, Austin Copeland.
Copeland wears number 27, checks down with head coach Brian Horrell at first, and the right-hander steps in, dips the bat down, pulls it up, ready to go. Tinkoff over at first, one on with a one out, and he swings on the first pitch on the right field line. It's going to curve out of play over the fence, and Lloyd is ahead with an 0-1 count. Jaffe, the number one ranked team in the state, Valley Catholic number six. We're at Alumni Field in St. Genevieve, home of Valley Catholic. However, they are the away team in this game as they are the lower seed in this district tournament. This is a one versus two matchup. Lloyd checks the runner over at first, and sliding in head first is Tinkoff. The Red Devils are looking for their first district crown since 2013. The Warriors trying to secure 7 of 8. That ball's in for a strike. Count now 0-2. These two teams haven't always been in the same districts. The districts, of course, fluctuate every year or two in Missouri. To get here, Chaffee defeated Meadow Heights 11-1. Valley Catholic defeated Bismarck 6-1. And the winner, they move on to the state sectionals, and they'll take on the District 4 champion, which is most likely going to be Copton or New Haven, if you went just by records. That game will be played on Monday. And here's a curveball that doesn't get down in time. Count now 1-2 with a runner on first and one out. Valley Catholic leading 4-1 in the district championship. I want to thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, the UPS Store, and Comtree, all of Festus, for sponsoring the Class 2 District 3 championship. Here comes the 2-1, knocked out of play over the first base dugout. Count will remain the same. Lloyd has two strikeouts so far today on three hits, a hit batter, and a run scored. He's got a run on first and one out. Comes back and caught him looking on the outside corner. Copeland goes down for strikeout number three. The second one looking on the day.
Now batting is the pitcher for the Red Devils, number six, Brevin Yarbrough.
So the catcher, Yarbrough's coming up. He had the RBI double that scored Copeland, who just struck out in the first inning. One for one with an RBI, and the right-hander's ready to go up to bat with a runner on first and two outs. Trailing by three runs. Lloyda working out of the stretch. Fires a changeup in that fools Yarbrough. Swings and misses. That ball dives at the very last second. Yarbrough ready to go. Steps back in. Bat resting on shoulder, points it due north. Lloyda ready to go, checks the runner, the right-hander. Comes back with another changeup, and it's a check swing by Yarbrough, but I don't think he went all the way around. Nope, he did. They're saying he swung. It was close. So now it's an 0-2 count, and Lloyda can really toy with him. 0-2 count, runner on first and two outs. Chaffee trails by three. Chris Lloyda on the mound. Gets his call, checks the runner, leg kick, fastball, strike three, back-to-back looking strikeouts will end the inning, strikeout number four, and we are going to head to the top of the fourth, Valley Catholic leading 4-1 in the Class 2 District 3 Championship on AM 800 KREI.
Hey, it's Mark Tody here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, and I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all the tables, comes from Patsy's. I love their selection, and I definitely love the prices, and they give great customer service before, during, and after the sale. I wouldn't be here recommending Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills if I didn't totally believe in them. Yes, indeed, I do love to shop at Patsy's, and I think you will, too.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
To the top of the fourth we go. Valley Catholic leading 4-1 in the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest on AM 800 KREI. It's going to be Schwint, Grine, Bloom. No, check that. I believe it's going to be Grind, Bloom, Doza, 789 in this lineup. Grind is the DH in this lineup as Yarbrough still throwing his warm-up pitches. Throws it to Tinkoff. Tinkoff back to Yarbrough. They're taking their time. The umpire's got his hand on his hips. I think he wants them to hurry up a little bit. And he throws it down to second, and play's ready to resume. As the coaches assume the coach's box, the umpire sweeps off the plate, and this gives me a chance to thank Serenity Hospice, Turner Chevrolet, Mineral Area College, and Patsy's Furniture, all of Park Hills, for sponsoring the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. Zach Grine up to bat, number 27, the DH, had the two RBI double in the second inning. That was on the first pitch he saw. The second pitch he sees is a ball, fastball, just a tad bit high. Grine right-handed. It's ready to go, one for one on the day. And he swings on this pitch and knocks it out of play towards the football field behind us. Counts now 1-1. Grine taps the corners of the plate, gets into his stance. Yarbrough delivers a curveball that's beautifully placed right down the middle for a strike. 1-2 is your count. Grind looking to stay perfect so far in this contest. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Yarbrough. Changeup, swings and a miss. It's in the dirt. Picked up by Tinkoff. Runs forward and is going to throw Grind out at first. Strikeout number 3 for Yarbrough.
Now batting for the Warriors is the second baseman, number 3, Kellen Bloom.
Kellen Bloom will step up to bat. 0-for-1 on the day with a fly out to center field. And the right-hander's ready to go, and here comes the pitch from the right-hander. Yarbrough, which is outside and high, count 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, Yarbrough leg kicks, fires. This ball hit right towards the shortstop, fielded by Bogenpaul. He joggles it, throws it over to first, but not in time. Been a rough day for Bogenpaul. He had that beautiful double play turned in the first, but since then, a couple of miscues.
How about for the Warriors is the first baseman, number 10.
And that is going to be, officially, an E6. First error of the game goes to the shortstop, Bogenpaul, as Kellen Bloom heads to first base. It's the number 9 hole. Aaron Doza up to bat now at a sacrifice RBI flyout in the second inning. One out and a runner on first for Valley Catholic, and here comes the first pitch to Doza, and it's in for a strike. Coach Gegg calls out his play, and we'll see if Doza wants to lay down a bunt or not, the number 9 hole. The runner on first is checked. It's a curveball that's just a tad bit high. Count now 1-1. With a runner on first and one out and a 4-1 lead for Valley Catholic, who's up to bat here in the top of the fourth. They're going to check Bloom over at first, and he dives back in head first in plenty of time. Doza officially 0-0 on the day with an RBI. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Big hack. Nothing but air. He went for the home run swing. His whole body came out. His head came out with him. So now it's a 1-2 count with one out and a runner on first for the number 9 hole, Aaron Doza. Yarbrough ready to go. Leg kicks, a 1-2 pitch. Curveball staying alive as Doza, who fouls us out of play. Over to the berm behind the first base dugout right in front of the Chaffee Warriors, who brought quite a contingent with them here today. Probably over 100 Red Devil fans making their way here to St. Genevieve. And this ball is in the dirt. It bounces off the foot. And Bloom, a little indecisive over at first. Went to go, decided not to, went again, decided not to, and he was just going to stay over at first. It was a fastball in the dirt. It bounced off the foot of Tinkoff, rolled about 3 feet behind him. And Bloom couldn't see the ball. He had no idea where to go. So he just decided to stay. 2-2 is your count with one out and a runner on first. The number 9 hole, Aaron Doza, up to bat. The 2-2 pitch. Yarbrough fires. Curveball. Doesn't get back down. The count's now full. 3-2. Full count with the runner on first and one out for the number 9 hole, Aaron Doza. And here is the payoff pitch. Fastball. Staying alive as Doza fouls us off into the net behind home plate. So far, the Warriors lineup has gotten the best of Yarbrough, who can reach the 80s, possibly mid-80s with his fastball. And here comes payoff pitch number two. And it's going to be slapped, and it's going to be off the foot of the shortstop, Bogenpohl. It was a tough play. It was probably going to be a single either way. It was actually a great job by Bogenpohl to track it down and keep it in the infield. But he slid to his right to try to secure it, and it went off his foot. Nonetheless, it's a single for Aaron Doza as Bloom heads to second. And with one out, there's runners on first and second for the top of the order. Carter Roth, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Here comes the first pitch, and this ball is going to be lifted down the right field line, curving over the fence and foul. One out, Bloom on second, Kellen Bloom on second, Aaron Doza on first after a single and a reach on an error brings up the top of the order for Carter Roth, who's 1-for-2 on the day with one out. And he watches a curveball that's out of the zone. The count's now 1-1. Roth settles in, the right-hander, righty versus righty. Another curveball that beautifully falls right down the middle for a strike. Count now 1-2. Coach Gegg telling his center fielder, be tough and adjust. We'll see if he can with a 1-2 count, one out, runners on first and second and a 3-run lead. Here comes the pitch from Yarbrough. Swing and a miss. And Ross strikes out for the second time today. There's now 2 down with runners on first and second. And Tyler Bloom is coming up to bat.
Warriors, the shortstop, number 4, Tyler Bloom.
Bloom is 0-for-1 on the day with a walk in the first inning. Hit a ground out in the second. And he swings on the first pitch, knocks it in the right field. Charging it is Owens, and it's going to get down. They're going to wave the runner around. And scoring is Kellen Bloom. And the run does count. The umpire pointed out as the runner at third is thrown out, that was Doza, but the run does count. So it's an RBI single for Tyler Bloom. The score is now 5-1, and we are going to head to the bottom of the fourth, but not before Valley Catholic puts one more run across. It's 5-1. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest on AM 800 KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Valley Catholic plates one more run. It's 5-1 on the Cabayas Heating and Cooling scoreboard as the Warriors lead the Chaffee Red Devils in this Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. I want to thank the Potosi R3 School District and Potosi Lumber, both in Potosi, Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, and Herculaneum, and Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville. Give Mike Welker a call for being the sponsors of the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. It's going to go Sullivan, Owens, Brown in this lineup, 5-6-7 for the Chaffee Red Devils, who now trail by 4. And the first pitch from Loida into Sullivan is low for a ball. Sullivan's 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout. who is the DH in this lineup. And Moita gets ready to go. So my voice cracks there, and it's a swing and a miss for a strike. Count 1-1. My voice doesn't crack very often, so it's pretty funny when it does. Nonetheless, it's a 1-1 count, and here comes the pitch from Aloyda. It's a curveball, sidearm hit right back to him. He picks it up, throws it over to first. Aloyda Dedoza out number one in this inning. And now A.J. Owens will be up to bat.
Now batting for the Red Devils is number 13, the right fielder, A.J. Owens.
Owens is 0-1 with a ground out to first base in the second inning. Where's number 13, righty versus righty. Waves the bat low, brings it up slowly. Loida checks his wristband and is ready to go. Leg kick, winds and fires a fastball. Fouled off into the net behind home plate. Loida doing a fantastic job this game, getting ahead in the counts. And when he gets ahead, he's got some filthy stuff. And that allows him to play with these batters a little bit. Sidearm curveball, fouled off, count 0-2. He has three different pitches, three different velocities, and two different arm angles that he throws each one of them at. That's what makes him dangerous. Going sidearm, overhand, and which of the three pitches is it, and at what speed? Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Fastball, overhand, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5, and now it's 2 down. In this bottom of the fourth, that's going to bring up Andrew Brown, who's 0-1 with a strikeout looking in the second.
Now batting for the Red Devils is the first baseman, number 10, Andrew Brown.
Brown's a lefty. He steps into the batter's box, taps the plate, spins it around, puts it on his shoulder, and Loida's ready to go. Curveball. Tried to frame it up. It was Kyle Roth by home plate. Couldn't do it, though. Count 1-0. Loida working out of the windup now. Sidearm fastball outside the zone. Count 2-0. So we just mentioned how when Loida gets ahead in the lineup, or in the batter's count, I should say, he's dangerous. Now he's behind two pitches. And he comes back with an overarm fastball that's dribbled over to shortstop. It's picked up and thrown across in time. Three up, three down, side retired. And we're going to head to the top of the fifth. Valley Catholic leads 5-1 on the Cabayas Heating and Cooling scoreboard. And this is the Class 2 District 3 Championship on AM 800 KREI.
Your locally owned, the UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember the UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's the UPS Store in Festus.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Welcome back to the Class 2 District 3 Championship on AM 800 KREI. Kevin Cuse inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Kennedy Lehrer doing a great job back in studio getting this on air. We had an early start time today, 4 o'clock. The game was scheduled for 4:30 with a 4:15 Fleeks Equipment pregame show. So we had to bring to you a shortened version of the Fleeks Equipment pregame show. But I still want to thank Fleeks out of St. Genevieve and Lettington. Go to them for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the Outer Service Road at the Lettington Exit, online 24/7 at fleeks.com. It's going to be Loida, Beezer, Roth, 3-4-5 for the St. Genevieve lineup. They lead 5-1 on the Cabayas Heating and Cooling scoreboard, and the first pitch to Loida is in for a ball. Yarbrough, the pitcher for Chaffee, gets his call. Big leg kick. Tries a curveball, but it doesn't break at all. It was high. Counts now 2-0. This ball is hit high into shallow center field. Running up on it is Fowler. Can he get there? He can. And that's one up, one down for Yarbrough. As Loida is retired, and that's going to bring up Jacob Beezer, who is 1-for-2 on the day.
Now batting for the Warriors is number one, Jacob Beezer.
He had a single in the second, reached on a fielder's choice in the third, scored a run, the first run of the game for Valley Catholic. After that single, he steps up to the plate with one out, no one on, and takes a first pitch strike from Yarbrough. This is the Class 2 District 3 championship game. As the 0-1 pitch is in for a strike, and now Yarbrough's ahead 0-2 in this count. The winners will move on to the state sectionals. The losers, their season will come to a close. And a high fastball that actually tips the very tip or the very front of the bill of the helmet is going to send Beezer down to first base. Just barely graze it, but enough to move him down to first. We call that taking one for the team. So after being down 0-2 in the count, Beezer heads down to first base after being hit by a pitch, which will bring up Kyle Roth, the catcher. He walked and scored a run in the second and struck out in the third, 0-for-1 on the day with a run scored. Now he's got a runner on first and one out. He's a lefty and takes a first pitch strike. The 0-1 pitch is going to bounce off the right arm of Roth. Kind of hard to do, but nonetheless, it's back-to-back hit pitchers. And it looks like time's being called by Chaffee head coach Brian Horro, and he's going to come out and talk to his pitcher. Back-to-back hit batters with one out. Beezer, Roth on base. Schwint will be coming up to bat. It looks like there's going to be a courtesy runner for Beezer, and it's going to be Jaden Gegg who will come in for Beezer, number 30. Gegg, a freshman. I'll tell you what, the DJ here has been killing it. He went from Jackson 5 to Michael Jackson, sprinkling in some other great stuff in between, some Mercy Me. Little Rolling Stones a little bit earlier. And it looks like there's going to be a pitching change. So we're going to step aside and get the information on that. It's a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. We'll tell you all about it coming up on AM 800 KREI.
There's nothing more important than home, family, and the ones you love. At MFA Oil Propane, we couldn't agree more. We're honored to deliver the best, most reliable, and affordable propane so you can relax and enjoy the important things. Get your propane when you need it from those who are safety trained and ready to protect what matters most. Give your family the best with MFA Oil Propane. Go to keepwarm.com to learn more. That's keepwarm.com for ways to make your life easier.
Hey, Josh Harris at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. It's not just about off-road fun. It's about affordable outdoor fun, isn't it?
We've got great financing set up, and we're aggressive on pricing. It's not just what you're buying the product for. You, one, want a good product, you want it at a good price, and you want good service after the sale. That's what we try to do. We live in a small community. We're very involved in the community, and we want to be able to give an affordable product, but a good product.
Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center, Farmington, Missouri. Come get dirty with us.
Contest. Midwest Sports Center on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it. On the mound now is Austin Copeland, who was the third baseman. Him and Yarbrough switch places. For Yarbrough, four runs all earned off of six hits, two walks, and two hit batters will end his day. He is still responsible for the runners on first and second. Up to bat is Nolan Schwint, number 22. He is 0-for-1 on the day, and an RBI double in the first, and he pops this pitch up into the infield right above second base. He's automatically out. The infield fly rule was called as there are runners on first and second, and now it's two away. for number 27, Zach Grine. Designated hitter who had that big two RBI double in the second inning. Struck out in the fourth. But has a chance with runners on first and second air to extend the Warriors' lead. Takes the first pitch curveball for a strike. So Yarbrough, one of the aces for this number one ranked in the state, Chaffee Red Devils, struggled a little bit today, and they had to go to Copeland over at third, and Grine takes another curveball for a strike. They're going to throw to the lead runner at second, a quick pop-up by Tinkoff. He's got a cannon on him. Not entirely accurate with this throws, but he did catch Gegg, the freshman courtesy runner for Beezer over at second, kind of sleeping a little bit. Nonetheless, it's an 0-2 count. Grine weighs on this curveball, hits it down. It's picked up, and the play is going to be made at second base in time. A 6-4 officially will end the side. Two hit batters, two runners stranded, and we're heading to the bottom of the fifth. Valley Catholic leading 5-1 in the Class 2 District 3 Championship on KREI.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No.
5-1 is the score on the Cabayas Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Valley Catholic leading the number one team in the state in Class 2, the Chaffee Red Devils. And we are in the bottom of the fifth in the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. Winner moving on to the state sectionals. The loser will head on home. Chaffee only one loss on the season. They're 20-1, and that loss came to Jefferson R7. Valley Catholic, 20-9, ranked number 6 in Class 2. This is a 1-versus-2 matchup in this Class 2 District 3 tournament in the championship contest on AM 800 KREI. Up to bat and taking a first pitch ball is Bogenpole for Chaffee. It's going to be 8-9-1, Bogenpole, Fowler, then Henson. Bogenpole is 0-0 on the day. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning. Ended up being stranded on first, however. And Lloyd comes back with a fastball that's tipped off right in front of me behind home plate, just offset to my left. And the count's now 1-1. Temperature is starting to cool off quite a bit here in St. Genevieve, Missouri. We're at Alumni Field, home of Valley Catholic. But the Warriors, the home team Warriors, are they actually the visitors today, as they are the lower seed in this tournament. The 1-1 pitch is in the dirt, count now 2-1. Lloyd. 5 strikeouts so far on the day. He gave up back-to-back hits in the first inning, which scored a run. Swing and a miss on the 2-1. We'll even it up at 2-2. But in the first, Copeland had a single. Yarbrough, the former pitcher, now third baseman, and an RBI double. Since then, only 2 base runners. Total, 4. Chaffee, and there's not going to be another one there. It's Bogenpaul. It goes down on a beautiful curveball that just catches the inside corner. Strikeout number 6 for Lloyda. His 4th one looking, which tells you he's throwing some nasty, nasty stuff. So now it's the number 9 hole. Brennan Fowler, 0-1 on the day. Had a ground out to shortstop. And he's got one out. And it's a fastball to Fowler in the dirt. Count 1-0. Chaffee took down Meadow Heights 11-1 to get to this contest, and Valley Catholic defeated Bismarck 6-1 for these two teams squaring off. Of all of the district championships since 2011, only one has not been won by Valley Catholic or Chaffee. St. Vincent won last year, went on to finish 4th in state. But the Red Devils, they won the district crown in 2013. St. Vincent in 2016, and Valley Catholic, all the rest, 7 of 8. Looking for 8 of 9, or they're vying for 7 of 8, excuse me. Swing and a miss, counting out 2 and 2 for Brennan Fowler with one out. Fastball comes back on the outside. It's now a full count. Loida out of the windup, ready to go. Leg kick, fastball, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 7. There's now 2 away, and it's at the top of the order.
Baseman number 2, Gabe Henson.
Gabe Henson up to bat, 0 for 2 on the day. A line drive to the shortstop, and a fly ball to right field. We're in the bottom of the fifth. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. Valley Catholic leading 5-1 over Chaffee. The Red Devils, the number 1 ranked team in Class 2 at 20-1 on the year, has a 4-run deficit with time winding down as Chris Loida wheels and deals on the mound. But those 2 consecutive balls, counting out 2-0, to Gabe Henson, who's 0 for 2 on the day and the leadoff hitter in this Chaffee lineup. The 2-0 pitch is a changeup, and it's roped down the third baseline in fair territory, and it's going to get almost all the way to the wall before Schwent cuts it off, and it's going to be a stand-up double. It looks like Schwent had a hard time getting that ball, because it just now made its way back into the infield. But nonetheless, Henson gets his first hit of the day. It's a double with 2 outs. And now it's the number 2 hole and the catcher, Landon Tinkoff, up to bat.
Now batting for the Red Devils, the catcher, number 21, Landon Tinkoff.
Tinkoff is 1 for 2 on the day. Ground out the shortstop in the first, a single in the third. Now is a runner in scoring position with 2 outs, trailing by 4 runs. Tinkoff, the right-hander. Steps in, ready to go. Loida checks the runner. No one's covering him. Comes back with a curveball about belly button level, but they say just a tad bit too high, does home plate umpire Jim Derwitz. I want to thank Home Pools and Spas of Ludington and the YMCA of Jefferson County for being the sponsors of the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest on KREI. Here comes a 1-0 pitch, a sidearm fastball off the glove of Loida. Ricochets over to second base, picked up and thrown across in time for out number 3. A great play by Kellen Bloom. And one runner is stranded in scoring position. We're going to head to the top of the sixth. Valley Catholic leading 5-1 in the Class 2 District 3 Championship on AM800 KREI.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Class 2 District 3 Championship from Alumni Field in St. Genevieve, Missouri. Good evening, everybody. Kevin Hughes inside the Monroe Area College broadcast booth. 5-1 is the score on the Kapias Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Kapias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryan dealer. You can count on Kapias Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to get your cooling system ready this spring for the hot summer months. Make sure you call 756-1224. That's 756-1224 to get that tune-up for your air conditioner. It started off really, really warm here at Alumni Field, but it's cooled off quite a bit. Checking the weather here on my phone in St. Genevieve, it is currently 83 degrees, but clouds have come in and covered the sun, and a breeze has picked up, which feels very nice. A nice 83 degrees here at Alumni Field. It's Copeland on the mound. He replaced Yarbrough last inning. They switch spots as Yarbrough goes down to third base. And leading off here is 8-9-1. And it's a first pitch swing down to shortstop from Kellen Bloom. Picked up, fired across in time for a 6-3 first out of the inning. One pitch, one out. And now Aaron Doza is up to bat, plays first base, the number nine hole in this lineup. He's had a sacrifice RBI fly in the second and a single in the fourth, officially one for one on the day with an RBI. Great production from the bottom of the order. And here's the first pitch to Doza, fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Important to note that this is the first time that these batters are seeing Copeland on the mound, who's also right-handed, who replaced Yarbrough last inning. And a curveball that Doza really wanted, almost brought his hands all the way through, stopped at the very last second. Big check swing, but did not go all the way through. And the count's now 1-1. Copeland working quickly. Out of the windup comes back, and it's an inside pitch. And it almost hit Doza in the elbow. I don't know how he missed it. Must have dived the ball at the very last second. Nonetheless, the count is 2-1 with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Copeland. Fastball fouled off, out of play over the first base dugout onto the berm. A big crowd here at Alumni Field, a couple hundred easily spectators all the way around in the parking lot. There's a berm behind us, bleachers behind us. Beautiful facility here at Valley Catholic. And another curveball that's fouled off. Doza staying alive, count 2-2. Doza plays first base, wears number 10. And is ready to go. Copeland working on the windup. Steps back, secures the rubber, lifts his leg, fires, and this ball lifted into right center field. It could be trouble, and it will get down. A single from Doza will bring up the top of the order. Carter Roth with one out.
Batting for the Warriors is the center fielder, number 5, Carter Roth.
Roth is 1-for-3 on the day. Strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. Looking in the first, swinging in the fourth, a single in the second. He's got a runner on first with one out. It's the top of the order for Valley Catholic with a 5-1 lead here in the Class 3 District 2 Championship Contest. And it's a first pitch fastball that is just a hair too high for a ball. 1-0 count. Coach Gegg calls out what he wants. Will he go small ball here and try to bunt this runner over, I should say? Doesn't appear so. And here comes a fastball on the outside from Copeland. Count now 2-0 for Roth. Nathan Gegg just letting those bats go at it. This offense has been wheeling and dealing here as of late. It's a changeup that's low and away, and it's now a 3-0 count. So Roth will not swing here. And there's a chance that Copeland, if he throws a ball, can walk a runner to first and move a runner over to second. But he throws a fastball for a strike. And it's now 3-1. Roth can still show patience here at the plate. Only want to swing at a pitch that you like with a 3-1 count. And here comes the pitch. It's a fastball, and he hammers it into center field. Backing up is Fowler towards the warning track, and it's going to be secured for out number 2. So now 2 outs, a runner on first, and it's going to be Tyler Bloom, the shortstop, sitting up to bat.
Now batting for the Warriors is the shortstop, number 4, Tyler Bloom.
Bloom is 1-for-2 on the day. Hit an RBI single in the fourth, ground out in the second, and walked in the first. Right-hander, pretty tall. He's got a runner on first and 2 outs and a 4-run lead. He takes a first pitch ball. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship on AM 800 KREI. Kevin Hughes inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Kennedy Lira back in studio for us. And it's another ball, and they're going to try to get the runner down at first, but the first baseman, Brown, wasn't even covering the bag. Nonetheless, Tinkoff threw it down as Doza dove in head first. Getting a little dirty. That's all right. I'm sure there's some washing machines around here. And here comes the pitch that's in the dirt. Good snag by Tinkoff to keep the ball. Save the runner from moving up into scoring position. 5-1 is our score on the Capias Heating and Cooling scoreboard in favor of Valley Catholic, looking for district championship 7 of 8. Can they pull it off against the number one ranked team in the state, the Chaffee Red Devils? And it's a four-pitch walk for Tyler Bloom. So he'll head down to first. Doza moves to second. And Chris Lloyd is up to bat now, the pitcher. Lloyd is 1-for-3 on the day. Grounded out into a double play. Swings on the first pitch. It's going to be in foul territory. Brown's trying to run it down towards the fence. Runs into the fence but can't secure the catch.
Now batting for the Warriors is number 2, Chris Lloyd.
A lot of distance between the bag and the fence here on the first base side. As the fence heads to a point, and it's pretty far back. It's a gravel warning track almost all the way around this field. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball in for a strike to the pitcher. Would have grounded out to a double play in the first. Had a single in the third. And a fly out to center field in the fifth. He's got a runner on first and second with two outs. And this ball's in the dirt. And the runners will advance. No throw will be made. As it gets away from Tinkoff behind the plate. Rolls out to his left on the third base line. And both runners are able to advance. So a little turn of events here for Lloyd at the plate. Who has a 1-2 count. But now he's got runners on second and third with two outs. So a base hit. Might score two runs. At least one, possibly two. Here comes the pitch. Fastball hit. Line drive into center field. It will get down. One run will come in. Gegg weighs around Bloom. Bloom will score standing up, and it's a 2-RBI single for Chris Lloyd. And Valley Catholic leads 7-1 in the district championship. This game is opened, wide open now. 6-run lead for Valley Catholic. We're in the bottom of the sixth. 7-1 is our score. And Jacob Beezer is up to bat. And number 11, Drew Crinsley, is stepping in for the pitcher as a courtesy runner. Crinsley has an interesting spelling of his name. K-R-A-E-N-Z-L-E. You get Crinsley out of that. I got a weird last name too, so I totally understand. People can never pronounce my name right. I'm sure old Drew's got the same problem. Runner on first with two outs and a 7-1 lead for Jacob Beezer, who takes two straight balls. Beezer is 1-for-2 on the day. He had a single and scored a run in the second. Grounded out to a fielder's choice in the third. As he reached first base and then was hit by a pitch in the fifth. Now here he is in the sixth. Three straight balls from the pitcher Copeland. Won't be swinging here. He's going to take this pitch and try to get two base runners on for the cleanup. Or Beezer is the cleanup hitter for the number 5 hole, Kyle Roth. The 3-0 pitch, fastball strike right down the pipeline. Count now 3-1. Nonetheless, Beezer can still be patient. 3-1 count, you only want to swing at a pitch that you like. Beezer settles in. Copeland checks the runner at first. Leg kick fires, and it's low and away. And now there's runners on first and second and two outs after a Beezer walk. So now that's going to bring up Kyle Roth.
Now batting for the Warriors is the catcher, number 19, Kyle Roth.
Roth is 0-for-1 on the day. He struck out in the third, but he walked and scored a run in the second, was hit by a pitch in the fifth. He's a lefty, and he's got runners on first and second with two outs. Copeland checks the runner at second. Roth swinging a miss on the first pitch for a strike. Lloyd, Crinsley checking in for Lloyd, is on second base. These are on first. Kyle Roth up to bat. Knocks this ball out of play towards the cars. And someone's not going to be too pleased with that one. But nonetheless, we will continue play. And someone probably needs to go check on their car. It was away from the company car, which keeps me happy. How can you not be happy on a beautiful day like this with some district championship baseball and a 7-1 lead? Valley Catholic leading Chaffee. in the Class 2 District 3 championship game. It's a strike. They're going to try to get the runner down at second. It bounces off the glove of the second baseman, but it was a full-out dive from Crinsley getting back to second base. But nonetheless, that was the third and final out on the strikeout. Throw not included. The first strikeout for Copeland will end the inning, but not before. Two more runs come across for Valley Catholic after two RBI single from Chris Loida. It's 7-1, the Warriors lead. We're heading to the bottom of the sixth in the Class 2 District 3 championship on KREI.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Compitis Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Compitis Heating and Cooling services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Compitis Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That's 756-1224.
It's the Class 2 District 3 championship on AM 800 KREI. We are at Alumni Field at St. Genevieve. Some could call it baseball paradise. That's up to interpretation. Nonetheless, the Warriors lead the number one team in the state, the Chaffee Red Devils, 7-1, and we are in the bottom of the sixth. Chaffee is the home team in this contest, so they will get the last at bat. So it'll be one more bat attempt for Valley Catholic, two more attempts for Chaffee, and up to bat for the Red Devils is number 27, Austin Copeland. He takes a first pitch ball from Chris Loida. It's 3-4-5, Copeland, Yarbrough, Sullivan coming up to bat for the Red Devils. And here's the 1-0 pitch, curveball inside corner for a strike. It's been fooling those right-handers all day. I don't see Lloyd getting away from that pitch either with a 1-1 count. Comes back with a fastball, swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. The 1-2 pitch from Lloyd, a leg kick fires just a tad bit high, chest level. Counts even at 2 apiece. Lloyd has 7 strikeouts on the day. Make it number... Nope. It was a big check swing, but not all the way around. It was another curveball to Copeland. Counts full at 3-2. Lloyd ready to go out of the windup. Fastball. This ball lifted deep into center field. Backing up is Roth. Trying to track it down underneath it and secures out number one for the Warriors. 375 dead center. That ball traveled about 355.
Now batting for the Red Devils is the third baseman, number 6, Brevin Yarbrough.
So now it's Bevin Yarbrough. He wears number 6. Was pitcher, now third baseman. And he's 1-for-2 on the day, an RBI double and a strikeout. And he swings on a sidearm fastball on the first pitch, secured by Kellen Bloom over at second, thrown over to Aaron Doza for out number 2. Yarbrough's retired on one pitch on a 4-3 in the scorebook, and that's going to bring up Cade Sullivan, number 7.
Batting for the Red Devils is the left fielder, number 1, Lane Dunning.
Check that out. It's a new hitter, pinch hitter. It's number 1, Lane Dunning, up the bat for the Red Devils. Making his first appearance is Dunning, who's also playing in the field as an outfielder. And he takes a first pitch strike from Loida. Dunning is your left fielder in this Red Devils lineup. Sidearm curveball is just a little bit inside to the right-hander Dunning, who wears number 1. Not the tallest of the fellows in some of these lineups. Two outs, no one on. This ball's hit into the gap into left field for a single for Dunning on a pitch hit. That's going to bring up number 13, A.J. Owens, in this lineup with a runner on first and two outs. Owens 0 for 2 on the day with a ground out to first base and a strikeout.
Red Devils is number 13, A.J. Owens.
As head coach Brian Horrell down at the third baseline, encouraging his right fielder, the right-hander, steps in, wears number 13, runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the sixth, and he fouls off the first pitch. This is the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest. Valley Catholic leading Chaffee 7-1 so far. Chaffee, the number one ranked team in Class 2. Valley Catholic, number six. The Warriors looking to hold on after a seven strikeout performance from Chris Loida with a runner on first and two outs. 0-1 count, make it 1-1. If the Warriors can hold on, they're four outs away from advancing to the state sectionals. They'll take on the District 4 champion. The semifinals of District 4 is being played today, so we won't know who they're going to play. As the 1-1 pitch is a fastball for a strike. Count now 1-2 with the runner on first and two outs. First two batters retired. Kate Sullivan a single. Check that. Lane Dunning pitch hitting for Kate Sullivan's a single. Now that brings up A.J. Owens with a 1-2 count. Loida. Curveball, swing and a miss, strikeout number eight, and the side is retired. We're heading to the top of the seventh, and Valley Catholic leads Chaffee 7-1 in the Class 2 District 3 Championship Contest on AM 800 KREI.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Three outs away from Valley Catholic advancing to the state sectional round, but they get a chance to pat on a bigger lead if they so choose. But first, I want to thank Home Pools and Spas of Lenington, the YMCA of Jefferson County, Unico Bank of Farmington, Deloge, Bismarck, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi, Twin City Toyota out of Herculaneum, Fleeks Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lenington, New Era Bank of Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, and Jefferson College of Hillsboro for sponsoring the Class 2 District 3 Championship on AM 800 KREI. Kevin Hughes inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Kennedy Lira back in our KREI studios producing this contest. 7-1 is the score on the Capias Heating and Cooling scoreboard. You can count on Capias Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to get your cooling system ready for this spring and the hot summer months coming up. Make sure you call 756-1224. We're getting some of that heat. It's about 83 degrees right now in St. Genevieve. The sun disappeared a few innings ago. It's peeking through the clouds, but that cloud coverage has been a blessing here at Valley Catholic and Alumni Field in St. Genevieve, Missouri. It's really cooled off. Noah Schwentz swings on the first pitch. Down to shortstop, picked up, thrown across. In time, one pitch, one out for Chaffee as Schwentz goes down. There's going to be a pinch hitter here. We'll give you that as Schwentz is officially one for three after that ground out. He had an RBI double in the second, scored a run. But coming up to bat for Zach Grine is number 18 in this Valley Catholic lineup, and that's Chase Dunlap, a sophomore. Dunlap filling a DH void and takes a first pitch strike from Copeland. Dunlap is batting 300 on the year as he steps up to the plate in an 0-1 count and watches a low fastball count now 1-1. Dunlap wearing number 18 and only one batter's glove. Unique choice there. I wonder if he just couldn't find the second or if that's by choice. Takes the 1-1 pitch for a strike count now 1-2, and he kind of made a fist. He was not too happy about that one. Nonetheless, here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's a changeup, and it's fouled off. And the first base coach falls to his backside, trying to avoid that one. Crowd gets a good laugh out of that one. Everyone's okay. But Dunlap, as a pinch hitter, says, "Coach, you should put me in more often. How about that?" Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Copeland. It's another curveball. Stayed alive as it's fouled off home plate. Count will remain 1-2. Coach Gegg saying, "You're seeing it. Just get a good swing on it." So Dunlap, 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the batter's box. They exchange the balls between umpire and pitcher, and we're ready to go with the 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 2 for Copeland. And that's two away. And now Kellen Bloom is going to be up to bat. Number 3, who is 0-for-3 on the day, did reach on an error from the shortstop Bogenpohl in the fourth and scored a run from that. And swings on this first pitch down to third baseline. It takes a tough hop, but knocked down from the chest by Yarbrough. And he throws it across in time. 3-up, 3-down, side retired. But we are heading to the final at-bat for Chaffee. They have to score 6 runs to tie, 7 runs to win. Can they do it? The Class 2 District 3 Championship is on the line on AM 800-KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home with a no bull deal.
Home of the no bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For the number 1 team in Class 2, the Chaffee Red Devils, 20-1 on the year, and they face a 6-run deficit. 7-1 is our score on the Capias Heating and Cooling scoreboard in the Class 2 District 3 Championship. If Valley Catholic can get 3 outs here, they will move on to the state sectionals. We're about to find out. It's 9-1-2, and this lineup, Doza swings on the first pitch, knocks it out of play behind us, and sort of towards the company car, but not quite, thankfully, on that one. Not a lot of room between home plate and the parking lot right behind us with all of the cars. Nonetheless, Chris Loida so far has gone the distance and is ahead 0-1. And this count, swing and a miss from Brown. I was looking at the wrong scorecard. It's going to be 7-8-9 in this lineup. Brown, Bogenpohl, and Fowler. Brown now down 0-2, and you can expect a nasty curveball here coming from Loida. But nope, he comes back fastball. It's popped up into shallow right field. Calling off everyone is Kellen Bloom for out number 1. So now the Warriors 2 outs away from clinching the district championship. It's going to be Alec Bogenpohl up to bat. He is 0-for-1 on the day with the strikeout. He was a strikeout looking in the fifth, was hit by pitch in the second, takes the first pitch ball. Loida working out of the windup with a 1-0 count. Sidearm fastball. It's fouled off right in front of me. Count's now 1-1. Chris Loida has 8 strikeouts in this contest. Allowed 4 hits. The 1-1 pitch is inside. Count now 2-1. Comes back with a fastball. Strike on the outside corner. Evens up the count at 2 apiece. Moita. The 2-2 pitch, curveball, doesn't break. Count is full at 3-2. The Warriors two outs away with a 6-run lead of clinching the Class 2 District 3 championship and toppling the number one team. It's an inside fastball, and Loida, with his first walk of the day, will send Bogenpohl down to first base. He'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Brennan Fowler.
That batting is the number 9 hitter, center fielder, number 24, Brennan Fowler.
So Fowler steps up to bat, 0-2 on the day with a strikeout. And a runner on first and one out. And it's a first pitch ball just a tad bit outside. You could hear the oohs and ahs from the crowd. It was close. Loida, two outs away from advancing his team. Swing and a miss, and this ball's going to be roped in to right center field, and it's going to be a slow roller. And running into third is Bogenpohl. After a single from Brennan Fowler, some production from the 8 and 9 hole hitter, as runners on the corners with one out for the top of the order, Gabe Henson. Nathan Gegg calls time. He's going to walk out and talk to his team. Can't imagine he's going to take Loida out, or he is. There's going to be a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. We'll step aside and we'll tell you about it coming up on AM 800 KREI.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
The Midwest Sports Center pitching change for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Midwest Sports Center, on the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it. Go get dirty with them. Stepping in for Chris Loida is Tyler Bloom, who moves up from shortstop. Loida will head over to short. They switch positions. On the day for Loida, he goes 6 1/3 innings. 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 1 hit pitcher, and 8 strikeouts. I would say that's a pretty good early candidate for the Unico Bank player of the game. We'll have to see how the rest of this one turns out, because the Kapison Heating and Cooling scoreboard reads 7-1 in favor of Valley Catholic, and we are in the bottom of the 7th. There's runners on the corners for Chaffee with 1 out. Tyler Bloom now steps onto the mound, and he's facing the top of the order, Gabe Henson. Bloom checks both runners, fires his first pitch, and it's a fastball outside. Seems like that strike zone has been shrinking as the game goes on from home plate umpire Jim Derwitz. 1-0 is our count with one out, runners on the corners. Chaffee up to bat in the bottom of the 7th, trails by 6. Second pitch is high, count 2-0. All Coach Gegg is asking from his pitcher, Bloom, is to throw strikes, let the defense do the work. 2-0 count. 3 straight balls from Bloom. Be interesting to see if Gegg, did he pull his pitcher just a little bit too early with 6 1/3? Bloom, the 3-0, comes back with a strike on the inside corner, count 3-1. Hinton, 1-for-3 on the day with a double in the 5th. And it's a foul on the 3-1 to even or to make the count full at 3-2. Bloom looking to get a save and advance his team to the state sectionals. Can he do it? 3-2 count, one out, runners on the corners. Here's the payoff pitch. It's outside, and the bases are now loaded after a walk from Tyler Bloom. Bogan Pohl on third, Fowler on second, Henson on first, and Landon Tinkoff up to bat, who was 1-for-3 on the day. He had a single in the third, one out, bases loaded, and it's a 6-run lead for Valley Catholic. Bloom facing a second batter. First pitch, high fastball. Tinkoff chases it, 0-1 count. Bases loaded, one out. 7-1 lead for Valley Catholic in the bottom of the seventh. A curveball that's beautifully placed on the inside corner, completely fooled Tinkoff. Didn't know what he just saw. Counts now 0-2 with one out and the bases loaded. So now Bloom can let him chase. He's ahead in the count. Comes back with a fastball right down the middle. It's fouled out of play, behind home plate, over the net, over the berm. Count will remain 0-2 with one out and the bases loaded. And a 6-run lead for Valley Catholic in the bottom of the seventh. Bloom fires. This ball hit right back towards Bloom. It's going to be stopped at second base. Stepping on, thrown over to first in time. Is an unassisted double play by Kellen Bloom. And for the seventh time in 8 seasons, Valley Catholic is district champions. They win this game 7-1.
Play by Kellen Bloom down the ball game. Congratulations to the Chaffee Red Devils on an outstanding season.
The Warriors come in and take down the number one ranked team in Class 2 and advance on to the state sectionals. This is going to be a fun game. To recap, we're going to hear from Nathan Gegg, head coach of Valley Catholic, hand out some honors and more, all coming your way. The Home Pools and Spas post-game show is up next on AM 800 KREI.
Hey, neighbor, I see you back and forth to the garage. What you got going on?
Right now, I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping, I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
So you've decided this is it. This is the weekend where you decide enough of apartment living or enough of this beat-up, run-down house. Hey, your timing couldn't be more perfect. That's because right now Clayton Homes of Festus has their The Good Life sale going on, which is the real deal. During The Good Life sale, Clayton Homes is giving you up to $2,000 toward an energy smart home upgrade. And I can sit here and tell you about how great these homes are, but you really need to stop by today and see for yourself. The wow factor for the homes at Clayton Homes of Festus is a 10 out of 10, heck, maybe an 11. Gourmet kitchens, spa bathrooms, huge family and playrooms, and more. You'll probably want to pinch yourself because you think it's a dream, but it really can be yours at Clayton Homes of Festus. Hurry into Clayton Homes of Festus today to get your dream home without the drama during the Good Life sale. For a limited time, you'll get up to $2,000 toward a new energy smart home upgrade, which saves you thousands to enjoy the good life. Come meet the team and tour the neighborhood off Meyer Road. Go online at claytonfestus.com. Clayton Homes, have it made. Offer available at participating retailers with new home purchase now until August 31st. Incentive will vary based on style of home purchased. Restrictions apply. See retailer for complete terms and conditions.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
It's time for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on AM 800 KREI. Home Pools and Spas. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool. From Home Pools and Spas. You can find them in Lennington and online at homepoolsandspas.net. 7-1 is the final on the Cabayas Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Valley Catholic takes down the number one ranked team in Class 2, the Chaffee Red Devils. The record moves to 20-2 as their season comes to a close. And Valley Catholic now 21-9 on the season. They move on to the state sectional round. They will take on the District 4 champion on Monday, time, team, and place are to be determined because the semifinals of District 4 is being played today. And I believe the championship game will be tomorrow. So we will find all that information out, and we will let you know on MyMoInfo.com. For the seventh time in eight seasons, Valley Catholic is your district champion. Last season, Valley lost in the quarterfinals to St. Vincent. 1 year later, they come back and they claim the crown, toppling the number one team in Class 2. We got to give out the player of the game, the drive of the game, and we want to talk to head coach Nathan Gegg. The Warriors are being presented with their district championship plaque, and Nathan Gegg will be making the media rounds, and we will grab him and talk to him. All that more coming up on the Home Pulse and Spas post-game show. 7-1 is your final Valley Catholic district champions on KREI.
When quality counts, you can count on Redfield Collision Center in Farmington and Festus. Just ask Walt Bruns of St. Genevieve County, who had his 2016 Highlander repaired by Redfield.
They do great work. The people are always extremely polite and professional. Whenever they tell you it's going to be done on a certain day, it is done on that day. The car is always in better shape than when you left it. The detail work that they do whenever they repair something is excellent.
This isn't the first vehicle that Walt has had repaired by Redfield.
I've used them probably at least three other occasions, I believe. And each time, this has been the same quality work. Very timely, very professional. They just do a great job.
Just ask Walt Bruns. When quality counts, you can count on Redfield Collision Center in Farmington and Festus.
When quality counts, you can count on us.
Redfield.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
There's nothing more important than home, family, and the ones you love. At MFA Oil Propane, we couldn't agree more. We're honored to deliver the best, most reliable, and affordable propane so you can relax and enjoy the important things. Get your propane when you need it from those who are safety trained and ready to protect what matters most. Give your family the best with MFA Oil Propane. Go to keepwarm.com to learn more. That's keepwarm.com for ways to make your life easier.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realize you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Honey, where's the camping gear?
It's in the closet with the scuba stuff.
Thanks.
Oh, watch out for my bowling ball. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Don't have enough space for your stuff? D Highway Storage has plenty. Convenient location, available temperature controlled units just outside Farmington, Highway D.
Oh, I think it's broken.
Oh, my poor bowling ball.
DHighwayStorage.com.
I meant my foot.
Here are my water skis.
DHighwayStorage.com.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For the seventh time in eight seasons, Valley Catholic is the district champions with a 7-1 victory over the number one ranked Chaffee Red Devils today at Alumni Field in St. Genevieve, Missouri. Home field advantage for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They had an on-field prayer, and now they're taking pictures, and Coach Nathan Gegg will be making the media rounds shortly. He's going to go talk to the home broadcast for Valley Catholic first, make his way over here, but before then, we can give out some honors, but first I want to recap the scoring on how we got to a 7-1 victory. It all started in the top of the first, where Chaffee jumped out on top. A Copeland single was followed by a Yarborough RBI double to give Chaffee a 1-0 lead. But not long after, in the top of the second, it went Beezer single, Roth walk to put runners on first and second, and then Noah Schwint with the RBI double to give to tie the game at one apiece. Grind came back with a 2-RBI double to give a 3-1 advantage, and then Doza had an RBI sac fly as well. That made it 4-1 in the top of the second. That was going to be the last time that Chaffee scored was in that first inning. And then in the top of the fourth, Bloom, he reached on an error from the shortstop, followed by Doza single, and then the brother Bloom came up with an RBI double to score Bloom. So that was 5-1. And then two more runs came across in the sixth after Doza single. Bloom was able to reach base, and Loida had a 2-RBI single. And that's how we got to 7-1 in Valley Catholic District Champions, Class 2 District 3 Champions. And they're going to move on to the state tournament, Class 2 State Sectionals. We'll find out who they're going to be playing later tonight. The first game is at 5, and the second game is going to be at 7. They'll play that championship tomorrow. What you need to know is that the state sectionals is going to be played on Monday. We know that, obviously weather depending. We got to find out who they're playing, where they're playing, and what time they're playing. We're not going to know any of that probably until tomorrow night, I would assume. So we got to figure all of that out, and then we will let you know on MyMoInfo.com. It's time to give out a couple of honors today. First of all, the player of the game, the homegrown Unico Bank player of the game. Was there ever any doubt? Chris Loida, the pitcher for Valley Catholic. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you in Farmington, Bismarck, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. Chris Loida from the mound, 6 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run earned, 1 walk, 1 hit batter, 8 strikeouts. 8 strikeouts, 1 run, 4 hits, and 6 1/3 inning. Chris Loida was absolutely dominant on the mound. And from the plate, he wasn't too shabby either, as he recorded a 2-RBI double in the sixth, which is coincidentally our drive of the game. Gilster Mary Lee is your sponsor for the drive of the game, and Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers to help you get your CDL license and reimburse you for the schooling. What a great deal. GilsterMaryLee.com. 7-1 is our final. Valley Catholic District champions for the 7th time in 8 years. They move on to the state sectional round. We're going to try to track down Nathan Gegg, the head coach of Valley Catholic. That'll be coming your way shortly as he's talking to other media along Media Row. We'll hear from him. We'll get his thoughts about moving on, winning another district crown, and all that and more. This is the Home Pools and Spas post-game show on AM 800 KREI.
Why are we here?
I'm going to show you my record collection. I've been collecting since I was a kid.
It's in there?
Yeah, in storage. Oh, this metal door is hot.
Yeah, it's like 90 degrees.
There it is. Go ahead, look through them. I bet you'll be surprised at what you find.
I bet you'll be surprised what I find.
Climate control. The difference between trash and treasure. D-Highway Storage has climate-controlled storage units that will safely store and protect your belongings, just like you would. D-Highway Storage, just outside Farmington on Highway D.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on AM 800 KREI. Home Pools and Spas, make your backyard a paradise with an above ground or in ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lennington, online at homepoolsandspas.net. I want to thank all the sponsors for sponsoring playoff baseball on AM 800 KREI and regional radio. Coming up in just little over or just under an hour now, 6:04 my time, we're going to have the conclusion of the Central and Festus contest over on J98. We're going to pick things up, I believe, in the bottom of the sixth. It's either the top of the sixth or they're in the sixth inning, and they got to finish out that game. It got rained out yesterday. They're playing across town over at the home field for St. Genevieve at the St. Genevieve Sports Complex. However, the weather caught up to them last night, so they got to finish that game. Sean Malone will be on the call for that one, so you can catch the end of that conclusion. And then we're going to continue things here with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show until we get to head coach Nathan Gegg, who should be wrapping up things with other media shortly. We'll talk to him. 7-1 was your final in this contest. Valley Catholic is the Class 2 District 3 champions, moving on to the state sectional round. Stay tuned. More Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming your way on AM 800 KREI.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
So you've decided this is it. This is the weekend where you decide enough of apartment living or enough of this beat-up, run-down house. Hey, your timing couldn't be more perfect. That's because right now Clayton Homes of Festus has their The Good Life sale going on, which is the real deal. During The Good Life sale, Clayton Homes is giving you up to $2,000 toward an energy smart home upgrade. And I can sit here and tell you about how great these homes are, but you really need to stop by today and see for yourself. The wow factor for the homes at Clayton Homes of Festus is a 10 out of 10, heck, maybe an 11. Gourmet kitchens, spa bathrooms, huge family and playrooms, and more. You'll probably want to pinch yourself because you think it's a dream, but it really can be yours at Clayton Homes of Festus. Hurry into Clayton Homes of Festus today to get your dream home without the drama during the Good Life sale. For a limited time, you'll get up to $2,000 toward a new energy smart home upgrade, which saves you thousands to enjoy the good life. Come meet the team and tour the neighborhood off Meyer Road. Go online at claytonfestus.com. Clayton Homes, have it made. Offer available at participating retailers with new home purchase now until August 31st. Incentive will vary based on style of home purchased. Restrictions apply. See retailer for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back to the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on AM 800 KREI. Still awaiting Nathan Gegg, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. He'll be making his way over here shortly. We may try to track down a player or two. And here from the winners, Valley Catholic, they're 7-1 winners over the number one ranked team, Chaffee. Chaffee, their record falls to 20-2, and their season ends as the number one ranked team in Class 2. Valley Catholic, they were ranked number 6 entering this contest. They're now 21-9 on the season, and they move on to the state sectionals, and we're awaiting opponent time and place for that game, but we will carry it on Monday, most likely right here on AM 800 KREI. You can stay tuned to regionalradiomimoinfo.com. for more information. If you want a recap of this game, we'll have it up shortly on MIMOinfo.com as well. And coming up at the top of the hour over on J98, we're going to have the conclusion of the Central and Festus contest. It was being played last night, got rained out across town over at St. Genevieve. Sean Malone is over there, and he'll have that call for you on J98 at the top of the hour. But first, We got to wrap up the Home Bulls and Spots postgame show. We'll try to get Nathan Gehg on here shortly, and we will talk to him. This is the Home Bulls and Spots postgame show on AM 800 KREI.
Hey, Josh Harris at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. It's not just about off-road fun. It's about affordable outdoor fun, isn't it?
We've got great financing set up, and we're aggressive on pricing. It's not just what you're buying the product for. You, one, want a good product, you want it at a good price, and you want good service after the sale. That's what we try to do. We live in a small community. We're very involved in the community, and we want to be able to give an affordable product, but a good product.
Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center, Farmington, Missouri. Come get dirty with us.
When quality counts, you can count on Redfield Collision Center in Farmington and Festus. Just ask Walt Bruns of St. Genevieve County, who had his 2016 Highlander repaired by Redfield.
They do great work. The people, they're always extremely polite and professional. Whenever they tell you it's going to be done on a certain day, it is done on that day. The car is always in better shape than when you left it. The detail work that they do whenever they repair something is excellent.
This isn't the first vehicle that Walt has had repaired by Redfield.
I've used them probably at least three other occasions, I believe. And each time, this has been the same quality work. Very timely, very professional. They just do a great job.
Just ask Walt Bruns. When quality counts, you can count on Redfield Collision Center in Farmington and Festus.
When quality counts, you can count on us.
Redfield.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Spa's post-game show. We finally tracked down Nathan Gehg, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, or should I say head coach of the district championship Valley Catholic Warriors. Coach, how's it feel?
Really, really good. Our kids were outstanding today through the, you know, one of the best games I've ever seen him pitch. He was throwing all three. He was throwing from different arm angles. He was having fun. He was being crafty. And when he's doing that, that's when he's really, really good. And we beat a really good team today, and I'm super proud of the kids, because that's all of them. That's all of them believing that they can do something, and they practice great and for this, and they worked hard on the field to make sure we could play it here, and it's fun to watch.
7 of 8, is that hard to believe?
7 of 8, what's that?
District championships, you guys.
Oh, cool.
Mike's cutting off there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, you know, when you're around great people, hardworking kids who will do whatever you ask of them, and great parents who will support that. It matters, and just fortunate situation that we're in.
Our Unico Bank player of the game, of course, is Chris Loida. 6 1/3, only 4 hits, 8 strikeouts, and 1 run. That's impressive. You mentioned how dominant he was and different arm angles with different speeds at each angle. I mean, you say 3 pitches before the game, but
right,
it's really like 6 pitches.
No, you're exactly right. It's a great observation that his 3 pitches turn into 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, and every little pitch is different. He always tinkering, and he is fun to watch, and he's a very, very good high school pitcher.
Where did he learn the different angles like that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. When he tore his labrum 2 years ago in football and decided not to have surgery and to pitch through it, he basically took upon himself to kind of make sure his shoulder would stay intact, that throwing down here is easier on the arm. You know, softball players can do that 500 times a weekend. So he started dropping. And it takes a while to get used to it, but yeah, he's been working on it.
Well, someone that has torn their labrum completely off, I have more admiration for him at that, because that is a brutal injury.
Yeah.
But, Coach, we don't know who you're going to be playing next, but you move on to the state sectionals. We'll figure out opponent, time, and place. But
nonetheless, we're on the road. That's all I know.
Well, there you go. We know half the battle there is you're going to be on the road, but it should be a fun one. Is Chris going to be available, you think, to go on Monday?
It's a good question. His arm, like I said, with his injury, it takes a while to come back, and so we'll see. You know, we'll see. We have a lot of options. We're fortunate right now. We have four pitchers we trust, really, really trust with the ball in their hands, and you know, that's a good thing. So we'll see.
What are you going to be working on between now and Monday?
You know, that's a good question. Tomorrow we're giving them a day off, give them maybe 2 days off, just so we can kind of run up till Monday, get work over the weekend. It's basically staying sharp, having really intense focus practice, but short practices, just like a game, an hour and a half of intense focus, and that'll be the plan.
A little sweeter taking down the number one team in class two.
Yeah, it was. They're a really good team. They're well coached. Coach Harrell and his son, Coach Harrell, do a great job. They're fun guys. They're fun to talk to. They really live the sport of baseball. And they have an outstanding team, and you know, they bring back both of their stud pitchers, and they're going to be a handful again for years and years to come because of who they are and what that town of Chaffee represents.
Coach, good luck the rest of the way. We look forward to covering you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
That's Nathan Gegg, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. They are district champions, and it's time for us to wrap up the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Thank you to all of the sponsors allowing us to be on the air for the Class 2 District 3 Championship as Valley Catholic takes down the number one ranked team in Class 2, the Chaffee Indians. Their season comes to close at 20-2. Valley Catholic improves to 21-9. They're currently ranked number 6 in Class 2. That, of course, is going to go up as they move on to the state sectional rounds. That game's going to be on Monday. It's going to be on the road, and most likely we will carry it. I will have to find out for sure, but I would say look out and stay tuned to MIMOinfo.com. We will update you on all of our playoff baseball information. Over on J98 at the top of the hour, Sean Malone will have the conclusion of Central and Festus. They're picking up that game in the sixth inning. They got an inning and a half to play, and you'll find out who wins that contest as well. So tune on over to J98. Listen to Sean call that one. Thank you so much for joining me on the Home Pools and Spas post game show. 7-1, Valley Catholic is your Class 2 District 3 champions on AM 800 KREI.
Hey, neighbor, I see you back and forth to the garage. What you got going on?
Right now, I'm updating my plumbing.